Number of women killed by current or ex-partner rises. Labour councils balance their budgets with cuts. They are balancing with women's lives. The number of women killed by a current or ex-partner has risen by 27% in a year. For supporters of Women's Lives Matter, these statistics are stark and prove the importance of the campaign. One member said at the recent Women's Lives Matter national meeting, if Labour councils balance their budgets with cuts to services, such as refuges, they are balancing with women's lives. The wealth and resources exist to fund refuges and services, to build homes for everyone who needs them, and much more. But this rotten Tory government pushes forward with austerity and Labour councils simply pass on the cuts to vital services. The result of austerity being allowed to continue is that 64% of people who are referred to refuges in need of housing and support are turned away. With nowhere to go, women's lives remain at risk. Women's Lives Matter calls on councils to use their reserves and borrowing powers to fund services we need, as the first step in a challenge to Tory austerity. Women fleeing violent relationships require a lot more than individual beds. They deserve decent support, a welfare system that works for them, secure and affordable council housing for the long term and secure jobs with decent pay. That is why Women's Lives Matter is hosting a fortnight of action up to International Women's Day on the 8th of March. Between now and then we will be protesting at council chambers and government offices, where decisions are being made to further cut vital funding. Helen Paterson, London Socialist Party.